And we are here with the Adam Fawcett Show tonight, coming to you live from downtown Sylacauga. Dave McCurley, Tony White, and Coach Adam Fawcett. A little couple of minutes later getting started tonight. We're going to go uninterrupted tonight, as we're going to talk about all kinds of things. B.B. Comer, Tony, first of all, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I've had a good week and been a little busy, but doing pretty good. Really am.
Coach, how's it been this week?
I am excellent. everything is hunky-dory.
It seems like every week when I talk to you, you're facing another one of these monsters in the football field.
Yeah,
it's either a 8-1 or 9-0 or some kind of team's got it in for you.
Who made this freaking schedule?
And you know, you know, when we had the coaches show last year, we didn't have David, and we had a better year last year.
Mm.
I wonder if it's got something to do with it.
I'll gladly go to the house right now. No, no. Listen, first of all, he said something that sparked a nerve on me. Are you a superstitious guy?
It's funny that you say that, because I am less and less superstitious as I've aged.
Getting older, so what he's mean.
And my wife, she gets on to me about this, because she's like, you can't be a believer and be superstitious. So that strikes a chord with me, and I'm like, that's a good point. So I'm not as superstitious anymore.
Are you, David?
No, I'm really not. I'm kind of like Coach. Believers should not be. Now, I sometimes take the road with Barney Fife. Instead of being superstitious, I'm cautious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know Coach Adam Fawcett is cautious a lot of times.
Yeah, I'm cautious. Like, now it was bad. Like, when I was at Winterboro, I've probably told this story before, but when I was at Winterboro years and years ago, we ratted off 9 straight wins.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to Vincent, and they beat us week 10. We go 9-1 on the season. And we get through that Friday night, we lose the game. That next week, for 9 straight weeks, we had the same thing for pregame meal, the exact same thing for 9 straight weeks. And I remember some of the guys talking to me before practice started that following Monday. And they're like, Coach, I hate we lost, but I'm so glad we're going to have something else for pregame meal. Because they knew I'd switch it up after that loss. So, but yeah, not nearly as much as I used to.
Well, Coach, we had a frustrating loss this past Friday night.
We did.
We talked to you before halftime and after the game, and there were some good points that come out of that game, but there was also some frustrating points that come out of that game. And as somebody that's outside looking in, it's got to be more frustrating to you than it is to us, because, you know, you practice all week, you set the game plan up all week, and when they put 110% out in this play, 5% out on that play, you know, how do you get through that without just exploding?
Sometimes I don't.
Sometimes he explodes.
So, yeah, sometimes I explode. And you're right, it's extremely frustrating. And the biggest frustration is probably the retention, our kids retaining certain things and retaining, hey, what do I do on this play, or what do I do, or what, you know, and we have rules. Like, offensively, we have blocking rules. Like, this is a rule. No matter what, this is the rule. And we preach those rules, and we talk about those rules, and do all the things to go over that, and we cannot retain it. You know what I mean? But if you get one of these kids to remember, they can remember lyrics to a song, but my DB can't remember what he's supposed to do in cover two. So that is extremely frustrating. And I think we've made some headway with some of that. And we've kind of gotten to a point where, like, we've, like, with some of our guys, hey, we've lost with you. We can lose without you, too. So, like, you know, if you're not going to give effort, we'll put somebody else in. And we've rotated some guys in and moved some guys around. And that's, you know, you're looking for that group that has some grit, that group that has some desire and willingness to do what they're supposed to do. So I thought last week I was really proud of my freshmen and how they played just overall, you know. I think Kamari Harris had a pretty good game on both sides of the ball, and we know that he's capable of those things. Second half, he did a heck of a lot better job tackling than in the first half, and that was key. Larry Gable's continuing to get better and less gun-shy as far as contact goes and things like that. He's getting more confident. Terrell Powell, I thought, ran the ball really, really well for us. He didn't run the right way a couple times, but he ran the ball well for us and ran hard. And then Trey Reynolds coming in and playing quarterback, he was very, very calm, cool, and collective and handled that situation really, really well. So just impressed with those guys and their effort and how they played and those young guys. And I thought up front, we moved some guys around. We moved Tylan Parrish out to tackle. We moved Levi Watson into center and moved a couple other of those guys around. And I thought Tylan Parrish played really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I told him at halftime, like, he was hunting contact. And I told him, like, if you play like that all season, dude, like, you would have a different outcome. Like, there would be just a different feel for it because, like, the capability that he has is kind of through the roof. Like the potential is through the ceiling for him. But, you know, if it's a bad snap, he gets down. If it's a missed block, he gets down, or whatever the case may be. So trying to get through to that, trying to get through, like the mental aspect has been extremely tough. And I think you look at, again, you look at the whole body of work, and I explained to our guys, and I've said so many times, I don't know if I said this last week or not, but I explained to our guys, like, everybody that is in our program is responsible for this poo pile that we have created, and from coaches to players to everybody's contributed to that pile. Everybody's contributed, whether it be a bad call or a missed play, a missed opportunity or a missed block or whatever the case may be. So everybody's contributed to that. So we've got to figure out how to finish and hopefully get the seniors out. You know, I'd love to get the seniors out on a win. You know, last week we had an opportunity to get Caden Brown. We got down toward in the red zone, got down inside the five, and I used a timeout just to allow Caden an opportunity to score. And that was a huge moment because
that was very huge, Coach.
Caden has been with this program since seventh grade. Him and Jakari both have been with this program consistently since seventh grade. They were part of the group that got to go to Jordan-Hare and play, and just stuck with it and been with it. So great opportunity for him. I was excited for him to be able to to score. And then Jakari followed it up with a two-point conversion. So both of them got a chance to get in the end zone. And that was really important to me. And then, you know, tomorrow night those guys will get an opportunity to play both sides of the ball. And Ronaldo Riggins will get a chance to play here, there, and everywhere. And Tylan Buckhannon, those are our four that are capable and able to go. Cam is still out, but those four guys, you know, they'll play, and we want to go and have a good time and play hard and hopefully do things that we're coached to do. You know, that's the ultimate goal, is to do what you're coached to do. So, but going back to, like you said, scheduling, they're 8-1. You know, they're,
yep.
They're number two in their region. So we have the four teams in our region that they're going to the playoffs. And then Wadley's going to the playoffs. Vincent's going to the playoffs. Piedmont's going to the playoffs. And Thorsby's going to the playoffs. Eight of the ten teams we play are in the playoffs. So
It's like SEC coaches going up against Nick Saban in his heyday. I mean,
yeah, pretty much. Like it's kind of a wild ordeal. So, but you know, we will reassess and look at everything that that we have to take care of. I'll do exit interviews with our coaches, and we'll talk about it and work on it and continue to get better. I think the big question in the air is going to be realignment, and what's that going to look like? Mm-hmm. And that's a question that a lot of people have. You know, we don't know. I know based on numbers, we should be back in 2A. We were over 200 count. The count was over 200 last time, put us in 3A. We're down to like 174. That should put us in 2A, a pretty solid middle-of-the-road 2A. But what region we're in, who we play against, who, you know, all of that is going to be in question because we don't know that yet. And the state will determine all that. I think there's some other things going on as far as with the private schools and kind of figuring out what's going to go on with them. I know there was a meeting with that. So we've got to get back to working and being blue collar, and what Comer was really traditionally all about was blue collar people working their tails off, whether it be in the job or in the classroom or athletically. We've got to get back to that. We got to get back to rolling our sleeves up and going to work, and we've got to get back to being consistent in what we do and having expectations. Like our guys have to have the same expectations we do, and it has to align.
Right.
And their parents have to have the same expectations, and it has to align. So, like, I mean, if we have to do a tour of parent conferences and I have to go to them, we'll do that. But whatever it takes in order for us to make sure we're progressing on the same page, we will make sure that we do. And I think we've got to you've got to find, you know, as coaches, I'm the oldest one on staff. You got to find new ways to motivate. You got to find new ways to get the most out of the kids, and that's something that we've got to look at as well.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just talking, you know, like you mentioned a while ago, was going to play it in Jordan-Hare. You know, we had the luxury back then of getting up on opponents and letting the underclassmen come in and play. Unfortunately, that, you know, we've had some misfortunes this year, and we've been to the point where, okay, you don't want to do this, I'll put somebody in there that will. And they have got a lot of reps also this year, not for the same reasons, but, you know, we're still going to be young next year. But it's like you were saying, you know, they've had reps, they've got out there, and they worked hard, and they did this, and they did that, and they know the concept of what's going on. They know the concept of y'all's coaching. One thing that has kind of plagued them all year, to me, is like you said, if I make a bad block or I miss a block, I remember it 10 minutes from now.
Yeah.
I've got to let that go. I've got to put that plays over with.
Right, yeah. You got to be able to flush it and move on. And that's, you have to have a short memory, and that's we have to follow suit with that as coaches too. Like we got to be able to have a short memory and move on. Like during that moment, we can always go back and dissect it later.
Discuss it. Yes.
Yeah, discuss it later. Yeah. But we got to be able to move on and do things like that. So, and you see, like we looked at our starters 2 weeks ago. We looked at all of our starters. We put them on the board and said, all right. You know, how many of these guys were varsity ready when the season started, like varsity game ready? And we figured about two. Jakari and Caden were varsity ready guys.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys hadn't really seen quality varsity time. You know, they had spot played here and there. They had come in an emergency situation or a mop-up situation or something like that. But a lot of those guys had not been ready. You know, you think about Max. He saw some action last year, but not a whole lot. And then, you know, you throw him in the mix. You know, he wasn't varsity ready game one. You know, he's the best fit that we had at the time, and is a good fit for what we're trying to do. But still, he's not. And what we have to understand, he ain't Devin Harvey. You know what I mean? he's not going to be Devin Harvey. Trey's never going to be Devin Harvey, you know. And both Max and Trey are capable, but in completely different ways.
Right.
You know, yeah. Terrell Powell's never going to be Kamora Harris.
Right.
So we have to understand that, too, because as a staff, like the guys that have been there, you know, Coach Pike's really is the one that's been there the longest with me out of our current staff. Coach B's been around for a little bit. Coach T's been around for a little bit, but not as long as Coach Pike has. we got a little spoiled too, because we had some dudes. You know, you think about Chris Wilson and Kamora Harris and Zach Carpenter and Brandon Blankenship and Drew Hallman and Adam Odom. You know, all those guys that we had. That came through, like, we were pretty sporty, you know.
Yeah.
And we were pretty spoiled, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we look back, we were talking about that the other day, and the coach's office, man, we talk about a lot of things from the past, talk a lot of things currently. Like, we cover a whole range of stuff, but that was something we talked about is, you know, we were two plays away from beating Lynette to win the region a few years back. And then we have a chance to beat Clark County, I can't remember all the years ago, 4 years, 5 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
We have a chance to beat Clark County in the second or third round, okay? If we beat Clark County, Clark County goes on and wins the state championship that year.
Sure
did. You beat Clark County, you got a chance to go play for it that year.
And that was on a questionable call.
Yeah.
It really was. If you remember that, that was Kamora got down to the 2 yard line mm-hmm. and they said the time ran out, and it didn't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm going to be honest with you. When we played, what's the team down there? year before last?
Real Town.
Yeah.
And
Kamora stuck the play out there, and they said it was a half a second left.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, that play right there, you know, I always have to say that play right there did not kill us.
Right.
It should have never come to that.
Right.
And but that to Clark County, that was their fault. Mm-hmm. That was the refs' fault, and I'll go to my grave thinking that.
Well, let me say, if you are out and about tonight, you need some supper, come on down to La Costa. It is the coach's cantina. Come in here and check out Coach Adam Fawcett, talking to him right now with everything B.B. Comer, along with Tony White. Coach, I've got a twofold question for you, as I know you're still eating some chips. And that's
I'm ready.
Fine.
I'm ready.
Listen.
It's soaking. I got it soaking right here.
All right. First of all, the three coaches shows we have here, you three head coaches have been in doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You and Coach Zediker, Coach Limbaugh.
We're old.
Over the year, well, you're not as old as I am, but over the years, things change. Don't get me wrong. Football still stays the same, in my opinion. It's still about blocking and tackling,
mm-hmm.
okay, the little things. But a lot of the officiating, most of part, has stayed the same. Your coaching drive, in my opinion, has stayed the same. I've seen you at three different schools here in Talladega County where you've been very, very good.
Yeah.
And this year's been one of those years where you'd like to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. The kids, when you talk about all those things, 1 to 10 on a scale of 10 being the highest, how much have kids changed since you've been – when you first got into coaching on a level of 1 to 10? And not necessarily your kids at B.B. Comer.
Yeah,
just in general.
I mean, we coaches talk a lot about that in general, but I think the biggest thing is that I used to be the one that blamed it on the kids and, like, these kids are so different and all this other stuff. Honestly, I think the parenting has changed so much.
Yes.
And with the when the parenting changes, the kids change.
Yep.
And when the expectations at home are not very high, then it's hard to have high expectations at school.
Absolutely.
And it makes it really, really tough, because if little Johnny is allowed to make excuses at home, then he's going to make excuses at school. And if you say something to him, he's going to say, hey, you were wrong to him, or you were mean to him, or you were whatever the case may be. So, and you can't, like the kids are just more, I mean – flat out, the kids are just more sensitive. It just, you know, like they are sensitive as heck. You know, like
it's like they wear their feelings on their shoulders.
Yes, the time. Mm-hmm. And like one thing that you want to talk about growth of a kid, and you know, just because he's mine, like Max from freshman year to now, that boy's learned how to take a butt chewing. Like he's figured it out, you know. I'm so proud of that fact.
He's learned to take a hit.
He's learned to take a hit too. But he's learned to take a butt chewing, and he's learned to say yes, sir. And you know, sometimes periodically he'll at home he'll be like, hey, like I know you're mad. I know you got on to me, but what did I do or what you know? I'm like, all right, well we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
but yeah, like being able to be corrected and being able to do that and like simple stuff, man. I'm such a simple person. I feel like sometimes I get so old on these things, and y'all get me off on these tangents. By the way,
I didn't do it. David asked me a question.
Friday night, I talked for 10 minutes after the game, but like the simple things, like eye contact.
Yeah,
like a kid getting onto a kid and saying, "Hey, look, you got to do better. Step with your left foot. Blah blah blah. Whatever. Like even just constructive criticism, like true coaching. Like kids they look down, or they look the other way, or they look, you know. Well, I think they're being disrespectful. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, you better look at me. I'm talking to you. Oh, you know, they just can't do it.
Yeah,
like they cannot do it.
Mm-mm.
Well. Let me interrupt you real quick because we're feeling big on. I know Tony wants to ask something. First of all, your game tomorrow night, not mm-hmm. on Friday.
Nope.
B.B. Comer heading down to Thorsby. I want you to talk with Tony a little bit about this Thorsby football team because I'm sitting here with my son tonight. When he played basketball at Fayetteville a few years ago, Thorsby was a good school as far as basketball and baseball, but football just hadn't kind of caught mm-hmm. up with the other two. Now they're 8-1 and sitting there waiting on you. Talk about what we can expect tomorrow night.
They've got a quarterback and a running back receiver kind of hybrid guy that plays everywhere. They're not overly fast. They're not overly big, but they are overly tough.
Like they are aggressive.
Yeah, they are physical. They're aggressive. Mm-hmm. They're going to get after it. They play really, really hard. Coach Davis over there, him and I are pretty good friends. We talk periodically throughout the season, and he knew this group was coming. Like he's been waiting on this group. You know, he's been pumped about this group. So, big group for him, big senior class for him. And he's excited about their opportunity and their chances, and it's crazy to say, like, you know, we're going to them, and I want him to finish the season 8-2 by all means, but I'm happy for him that he's had that success, and yeah. That he's just one of those guys that you like, man, you know, he does the things the right way, he works hard, his kids are usually pretty disciplined, but they're very aggressive, very physical. Defensively, they're going to come after you. They're going to put five guys in the box. If we kind of have trouble with that, they'll start bringing guys off the edge, up the middle, here, there, and everywhere. There's a couple times last week on film, they got 9 guys in the box. You know, there's 9 guys within 5 yards of the center. So it can get a little hairy at times. We got to be able to do some different things and kind of multitask there and hopefully have a chance to throw the ball some so that we're not one-dimensional. So I think Trey and Max are probably going to play a little bit tomorrow. We're just going to kind of switch up some time on there. Max is cleared, but still, I mean, you know, Trey didn't do a bad job at all, and you know, Max he's been out a week, so you don't really want to throw him completely in the fire. And,
right.
He has a hard time understanding that, but whatever. And then, you know, Terrell will be in the backfield again. We're looking for a big game out of him and hopefully running the ball hard. And defensively, again, it's about wrapping up and tackling. And that's been our Achilles heel all year, like wrap up and tackle, wrap up and tackle. We practice tackling all the time, like. No, one of my off-season plans is I'm going to find new ways to tackle, not new ways to tackle, but new tackling drills that we can do, and we can do often. We may have to do them in the weight room in June. I don't know, but that'll be one of our stations, you know, tackling.
So. Tony, any closing remarks about tomorrow night before we get going?
Just you know, hoping all the we'll have a good crowd, and I hope the culmination follows us down there. You know, win or lose, they've been coming with us all year, so. I'd love to see them down there, and I would love to Coach Davis to have an 8-2 season.
That's right.
But
that's right.
You know, no, I've enjoyed it. Thank you, and we will be down there tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned to me about us having another show next week and talking about playoff football. Are you willing?
I have a problem with that, though.
Uh-oh.
Because we're not in the playoffs.
Well, no, not that. I came up with the idea, but I'm supposed to be taking my wife to a concert that night.
That is true.
I heard about that. Somebody I've never heard of.
Well,
that's why you never heard of?
We're going to kick around the idea. Emily's all for it here, her and Edgar here at La Costa, but thought about, you know, talking to Coach Mansfield. Also with Coach Flowers down at Coosa, you know, they're going to have to travel. They've got to go.
They got to go to Laverne.
Yeah, they got to go to Laverne. And, of course, Fayetteville will be in. They'll be traveling to Berry. But we may
time
have
out. When's the show is what? The radio show is Wednesday.
Yeah.
The concert's Thursday. I'm good.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good. That's right.
That's what I thought. Sure.
That's right. I'm good.
You're good.
If we decide to do that, you'll be here.
Yeah, we'll get the list. We'll do some prognosticating.
What
does that mean?
We'll do some guessing.
We'll
make our picks and stuff like that.
I will ask you this, and I've seen them on film real quick. How far do you think Thorsby can go in the 3A playoffs?
That's an interesting question because their region crosses over with our region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So ideally, let's think about this. If we finished third in our region, we would have to turn around and go back to Thorsby next week.
How crazy is that?
I know.
So they're probably looking at either one of our top two seeds.
No, they'll play the three. They'll play Randolph County.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's a slouch either.
I think that will be a very even game.
Yeah.
I think that'll end up being a slobber knocker.
I'm going to tell you something. I've watched McManus, their quarterback.
Yeah.
He plays quarterback and he plays safety.
Yeah.
He will knock you in the middle of next week.
He's tough, man.
He is tough. And he's played for, what, 3 years? This is his third year?
Yeah. He plays baseball, too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I know him.
He's
something else.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you being here tonight. Tony, thank you. I know Greg will be with you tomorrow night as well as Michael Giddens as you go down to Chilton County, take on the Thorsby Rebels. They're still the Rebels.
Still the Rebels.
And of course, the Tigers, you can hear them over on Mix 106.5 tomorrow night. Kickoff at 7 o'clock, airtime around 6:30 for the guys on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. Coach, thank you for coming, and good luck tomorrow night. And
Go Tigers.
And go Tigers.
That's right, go Tigers.
And, of course, we're going to get Tony and Coach Fawcett out of here and let him get home, and he's still got some cheese dip to eat.
Then he's going home and get him some ice cream.
I don't think ice cream's on his menu anymore.
It's not. Nope.